Now, each new adventure that man undertakes goes out further into making the unknown known to man. Dianetics went a certain distance. It was mainly interested in aberration. It was mainly interested in why men's minds don't behave exactly right all the time. That was its main interest. It covered that field pretty well. It took the lifetime of one man, and it said, we will run down in this lifetime the causes of his unhappiness, his misery, his grief, his failures. And in this one lifetime, we will rehabilitate him. One lifetime of confusion. If you want to be very precise, that is Dianetics. And everything that came out in the first handbook of Dianetics is workable. You can still do it just that way. You can produce these results. But it didn't embrace everything that could be embraced about man. Anyone would be a fool to think that he could at one fell swoop, I imagine. But the point is, it went this distance. And particularly in the last 6 or 8 months, I've been going forward, further and further and further and further, and all of a sudden, we're up against a subject which can only be embraced by a word like Scientology, which is an embracing of knowledge. It's a study of knowledge, not a study of therapy. Makes it a very broad field. It has a great number of logics, axioms, postulates, which concern themselves with knowledge. And emphasis, of course, is placed upon the knowledge which man can utilize here in this messed universe, this material universe, what knowledge he utilizes in order to go forward.